Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
From a man with a mullet letting off fireworks to a witch, it can mean only one thing. This year's 68th Eurovision Song Contest is in full swing and has some of the wildest entries ever. We've got a live Joy Drive exclusive from Malmö in Sweden, where this year's song contest is being held. Hello, Sweden. Chris Zaya, are you there?
Oh, hello. Just dialing in. Ring, ring. Warren, ring, ring.
Chris, before we get on to this year's Eurovision, we all know you through our fortnightly talking travel segment, but you're a massive fan of the annual music festival. What is it about it that you love?
It is just such a crazy explosion of colour and song and love, and you meet people from all over the world here. I've been going to the contest physically since 2014, and have only missed them during the kind of COVID lockdowns, and just absolutely adore it. It takes you to the most interesting places because you get to go, you know, to all these really interesting host cities, and you just connect with people through the love of like a shared experience, and that being song, which is just great. And it's a good old camp fun, Warren. Camp fun.
We love it. What do you think of this year's competition?
So I will say straight away, the stage in the Malmö Arena is absolutely incredible. It's like, it is just extraordinary piece of engineering feat, and it will look absolutely sensational on stage. It's been incredibly well organized here in Malmö in Sweden, and it's interesting because Malmö is just across, there's a strait of water that disconnects Denmark from Sweden. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people that are attending the contest are actually staying in Copenhagen, which is about a 20-minute train ride away from Malmö. So you've got all people kind of crossing over multiple countries to come to the contest as well, which makes it even more interesting.
Now, ABBA won the contest 50 years ago with Waterloo. Any possibility of them making a bit of an appearance?
It's all anyone can chat about here. Is there going to... What is the kind of ABBA connection? You know, 50th anniversary can't go kind of unchecked, I think. Whatever will happen in the final, which happens on Saturday night here in Europe. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens. My gut says to me we may get some sort of like holographics or potentially an incredible medley of ABBA songs. I'm not quite sure how they're going to pull it off, but they're keeping it at deep dark secret, which I kind of love too. Little bit of another surprise reveal at Eurovision. Who knew they did that?
You'll scream if they do it.
I reckon there'll be people around me that might either faint or slightly let a little bit of leakage out in their pants.
I reckon I'd pass out. I'm so excited. Let's talk that the London hologram show is there's talk that Melbourne's going to be the next city that it's going to travel to. Can you imagine if that happens? We're going.
I have actually seen ABBA Voyage, and it is quite the incredible experience. And I can think that, I do think that, and somewhere like Melbourne is such a, because we've got such a strong connection with ABBA and the music, and we really broke them as an international band, and everybody kind of looked to Australia to go, why are all these songs by the Swedish band in, you know, topping the charts in Australia? And I think that, you know, a second place for it to come is definitely Melbourne. That would make a huge amount of huge splash, really, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're chatting with Chris Zaya live from Malmö in Sweden about this year's 68th Eurovision Song Contest. Chris, let's talk about a few of this year's entries. 17-year-old Sydney sider Celia Kapsis has a Greek Cypriot background, opened the 2024 contest singing from Cyprus with her song Liar. What do you reckon?
She did very, very well. And am I allowed to give spoilers, Warren? Because we have...
Can I play a little bit on it?
Yeah, go for it.
Love it, Chris.
She's a little pocket rocket, 17-year-old Sydney sider. She has a Greek, you said, right? She's got a Greek Cypriot background. Cyprus is really interesting because they actually last year had an Australian representing them as well. Andrew Lambrow, who I know is on the Joy playlist. So she did great job to be given the opportunity to open the entire song contest to all of those hundreds of millions of eyes. And you're 17 years old. Just crazy. And she qualified for the final, so she did a great job, did us proud.
Okay, let's have a listen to Australia's entry. Escape with us to the planets, to the Fleetwood Macs and the Janets. What's your feeling?
One Mil Khalif by Electra, the duo Electric Fields. The big thing here is they actually debuted a new language on stage, is, you know, that there was an Aboriginal indigenous language that they debuted on stage. So another language has actually graced the Eurovision stage, which is fabulous. Sadly, Electric Fields did not pass the first hurdle. They did not qualify. They did an amazing job on stage. It looked great. Vocally, there were some glitches in the arena that we could hear. Don't know if that came across on the translation. They did an amazing job. The staging was sensational for them as well. But unfortunately, they didn't pass the first hurdle, so they won't be seen on Saturday night's final.
Now, Luxembourg, the only returning country this year after 31 years absence. How come? It's been so long.
So the way that this works is obviously TV stations pay a lot of money to be in the song contest. You know, Luxembourg, even though it's a rich country, it's kind of like, and it got a very, very long Eurovision history, has won several times, had basically exited the competition, and it's taken 31 years for them to come back. And they have a young lady by the name of Tali who's done a song Fighter. And fortunately for Luxembourg, they were the final country announced, and went through to the final, on Saturday night, which is great for them. Great to see them back. You know, I love to see returning countries because that seems to be something that makes sure that the contest continually regenerates, which is great.
What's happening with Ireland's entry this year?
Oh, so if people are into thinking about doing a little bit of a bet on who may win, Ireland has been the amazing dark horse here in Malmö in Sweden. And every year at the contest, you arrive into a place and there'll be some act that has momentum. And this year it's Bambi Thug with their entry Doomsday Blue, and it is, the staging is sensational. The audience erupted when they performed. It's quite the treat. And you're going to hear the words "Crown the Witch" happening quite frequently. I wouldn't be surprised if Ireland comes up and takes its eighth win, which would be incredible. Just watch that one really, really carefully.
Let's have a little listen to it. See what you mean, Chris. We're also hearing the odds are favouring Croatia with a win. What's going on there?
It's Croatia's to lose at the moment, to be really honest. The fabulously named Baby Lasagna has
is that what it's
the
called?
Most incredible entry. It's Baby Lasagna is the act, and the song is called Rim Tim Tuggy Dim. It has hand actions. It's got a big whoa in the middle. It's got a little dance that goes on with it. The audience erupts. It's 3 minutes of chaos on stage, and it is the kind of act, it's the kind of song that we want to make sure wins a contest like Eurovision, because it's absolutely bonkers. And it would be the first time ever that Croatia were to win the contest if they take the prize. So that would be an absolutely sensational result to have a first time winner in the 68th version of the contest.
Who are your faves to win?
My two faves, I definitely love Lithuania. Sylvester Belch is doing a song called Lukdalk. He is a young gay man from Lithuania. I find this one really interesting because Lithuania is quite the conservative country, and to have selected a young gay man with a fairly good electronic dance pop song to kind of represent them sung in Lithuanian is really, really interesting. So super happy about that.
I think you're is someone at the door? We had a noise.
Oh, someone is at the door.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone's ringing. Someone's ringing. I've got another call coming through. Ring, ring, Warren, ring, ring.
With every Eurovision, there's something to look out for. I'm hearing there's a lot of exposing that's happening. What's going on there?
Yeah, so it's interesting at the moment where Israel's performing in the contest. So one of the things that's been very interesting in Malmö is Sweden's currently going through one of its most significant military operations or police operations in its history. So they've brought in armed forces from Norway, Denmark and Sweden to make sure that all participants and audiences are kept safe. The security here, particularly even at my hotel, is absolutely extraordinary, and the police presence on the street has been very, very real. And it makes you kind of realise that obviously, you know, these world conflicts, you know, do kind of spill out to events like this. But it is one thing which is making us all feel very safe and very comfortable in terms of the way that that's done. So yeah, just an interesting part of where we are in modern society at the moment.
How's Malmö doing as a city hosting the event?
Yeah, Malmö's absolutely knocking it out of the park. It's a beautiful city. So it's Sweden's third largest city. It's in southern Sweden. So you're getting the slightly better temperature. So we've got at the moment here those beautiful kind of early spring days. It's very well connected to some other really cute little cities around, like Lund and Ystad, which you can get to very easily by train. So it's very nicely connected, and it's a university town, so it's got a fairly young vibe, but it's then got the beautiful cobblestones and medieval kind of squares. So it is got that really nice blend of youthful population with this beautiful architecture. It's a great city, actually.
Chris, I've got this for you. Happy Eurovision.
Stop voting now.
Thank you also for being, you know, Joy Drive's exclusive Eurovision correspondent. I'm going to come over and join the party. I would love to. Chris Zaya, great to have you.
Oh, Warren, you would love it. I could see you dancing up a storm at two in the morning in the clubs. I love it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll speak soon, yeah?
Speak soon. Okay. See you when you're back. That is Chris Zaya live from the 68th Annual Eurovision Song Contest. Here's last year's winner. It's Loreen. Tattoo. Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.